You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from one of the best cats on the vibes in jazz today. That was Joe Locke with the tune Safe and Sound at the Edge of the Milky Way off his latest 2018 CD, Subtle Disguise. So over the decades in jazz, Joe has been with legends and all over the world, performing with Grover Washington Jr., Kenny Barron, Eddie Henderson, Diane Reeves, Ron Carter, and that list goes on and on. In fact, he swung through Kansas City on a cold Saturday night in December of 2018 to give us a bit of that major league jazz heat at the Blue Room off 18th and Vine. He was joined by a very special local guest, Bobby Watson. So let's take you inside, have a listen to how good it was. This latest album is his 36th recording as a leader, and for this project, he assembled a tight-knit quartet that brings to life a set of diverse and emotionally powerful original compositions. And we caught up with Joe prior to the release of this project to talk about it, and these were his thoughts on it.
On Subtle Disguise, on the new album, the two sides of my musical personality have kind of come together in one. I found my voice, that the two parts aren't fighting each other, and I feel like this record is the best kind of evidence of that thus far. So I'm just really proud of this record, man. I'm really happy with the writing I managed to get done, how the guys interpreted that writing.
As a side note and testament to his skill, on that night of the show at the Blue Room, there was a glitch with his set of vibes, so he had to call on local vibes cat Peter Schlamm to borrow his set. Peter came down with a broken leg and all, and Peter made his way to the club to get Joe set up, and he did it justice. He was on fire that night with his trio, including Marvin Smitty Smith on the drums, and it was all a bit of that old jazz magic. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of Charlie Parker, Bobby Watson, Herman Mahari, and so many other cats, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you all of the jazz soul your soul may ever need. From a CD coming out in early 2019, this is the cut For All We Know from vocalist Etta Jones off the CD A Soulful Sunday, live at the Left Bank. And this is the very first official release of this recording, live at the famous ballroom in Baltimore, Maryland, with Cedar Walton on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, and this was February 27, 1972. Dig it.
For all we know, we may never meet again. Before you go, make this moment sweet again. We won't say goodnight until the last minute. I'll hold out my hand, and my heart will be in it. For all we know, this may only be a dream.
this is Joe Locke, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, keeping the vibe alive. We'll be right back.
That was the Panamanian-born New York-raised jazz drum legend and legend of many other genres, Billy Cobham, with the tune Hands Up off the 2001 CD Drum and Voice New Edition. So Billy became a household name in jazz in the late 60s and early 70s with trumpeter Miles Davis and then with the Mahavishnu Orchestra. And recently, I read a phenomenal book penned by the great author Brian Gruber called 6 Days at Ronnie Scott's, Billy Cobham on Jazz Fusion and the Act of Creation. This project is essentially an oral history of a legend's life work. This literary feat is a first ever deep dive into 6 decades of musical innovation by Billy. It's full of surprises and insights, and it's a great read. You should get it. And I caught up with Brian via Skype on the Gulf of Thailand, and he had many grand insights, like this one about live shows.
But there are moments, and there are some shows that I've experienced and you've experienced, where it's more than just great entertainment. There's something transcendent that happens on that stage between you and the people on the bandstand and that club, which has held so many historic shows like that. Is a big part of it.
And since we are on the topic of Live at Ronnie Scott's, as we go into the live cut of Blues in B-flat from Ben Webster, have a listen to Brian explain how this project on Billy became a book.
Also, when I started to do these interviews, gradually it came to be a full-length book, and then the idea came to me, and you never know. You know, you're a creative guy. You do a lot of creative work yourself. You never know when you have an idea, whether it's a painting or a book or an interview or a radio show or whatever, whether the idea will work. But it struck me that 6 days at Ronnie Scott's backstage interviews and a real unprecedented look at how these shows are put together with the rehearsals and sound checks and how they decide day to day what they play and change the playlist and see how the acoustics in the room change, how Bill sets up his drum set. You know, the idea came to me that can I overlay this kind of backstage, inside baseball look, if you will, of what happens in a 6-day run with 6 decades of this guy's musical life that had so much rich detail. Thank you.
And just give a shout out to Neon Jazz. Make sure you check it out with Joe Domino. They're a great radio station. Give it a listen.
That was the man of the hour, or one of them, English jazz tenor saxophonist and legendary jazz club owner himself, Mr. Ronnie Scott, with the tune Body Beautiful off the 2016 CD Bebop West 1. So Ronnie started playing in small jazz clubs at the age of 16 and early on had the chance to tour with Ted Heath in 1946. Over the years, he has always been active as a musician and was always a funny cat, cracking jokes as he regularly acted as the club's genial master of ceremonies, and he was infamous for his repertoire of jokes, asides, and one-liners. Good for him. I want to take a step back on this next track. This is from saxophonist, composer, and bandleader Branford Marsalis. This is the tune No Sidestepping off his early 1984 CD called Scenes in the City. It's a good one as we keep on keeping on round here on Neon Jazz.
I'm Delphio Marcellus, and you're swinging with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was the great modern-day jazz pianist George Colligan with the 2018 tune Cognac Logic off the CD Nation Divided. On this project, he takes a lead from Duke Ellington's quoted notion that this is not piano, this is dreaming. The Portland-based pianist and multi-instrumentalist is known for numerous sideman appearances on the bandstand, such as Jack DeJohnette, Don Byron, Cassandra Wilson, and he can be found on hundreds of album recordings. And we caught up with him on this CD to ask him about it, especially with the title In These Modern 2018 Times, and this is what he had to say.
This recording is maybe my question more than my answer. The question is, music matter, you know, and I think it matters for us to sort of, you know, live our lives. It helps us, but it doesn't necessarily solve anything. And in terms of the United States, in terms of the history, you know, this isn't necessarily anything new. It's just in a different box. It's sort of been, the division in the nation, I think, has just been rebranded.
From a local Kansas City label that I get really good tunes from, known as Mutant Sounds, full of good free jazz tunes, they started as a tape trading label in the 90s, a website in the 2000s, a full-blown net label in the 2010s. This is the song Jelly Roll Morton's Jelly Roll Blues off the 2018 CD Heath from the band called Sane 14, trying to recapture the feeling of the old-time 78s meticulously curated into collections. Dig it as the show goes on.
Kansas City, this is Reyes Sly and Slim, better known as RSS, and you're digging Neon Jazz.
That was the song Gork off the 2018 reissue album known as Joanne Grauer, introducing Lorraine Feather. This is the pianist's 1978 sophomore LP, which saw her introducing the world to a new talent, vocalist Lorraine Feather. It was a surprising recent find as I perused the world of new music via Downbeat, and I simply could not stop listening to it. It's an instant sort of jazz classic. So this next act on the show is a band that we caught recently down at the Black Dolphin in Kansas City, and they simply killed it. They're great cats. This is the RSS Trio. It's an organ trio featuring Antonio Reyes on drums, Mark Slim on the Hammond B3 organ, and Michael Schley on the guitar. This is the tune Blues in the Kitchen off their 2018 CD simply called Reyes, Schley, and Slim, as we keep this great music rolling on. We'll be right back. Again, that was Kansas City's very own RSS Trio with their vibe ranging from soul, jazz, to pop, and everything in between with the song Blues in the Kitchen. And our final jaunt into the music is from another live CD that comes out in early 2019, and I can't stop listening to this one either. From a collection of previously unissued recordings by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, captured live at the height of his powers over four nights at the famous Penthouse Jazz Club in Seattle, Washington, between 1966 and 67. This is the tune Somewhere, and we are glad that you found Somewhere here for this last hour, and it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that is always somewhere in the right place, the right time, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Closing the gates of Mordor.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.